every cottage cheese.
Right, exactly. Oh boy, I'd never even thought of it as that.
You know what, when the farmer, the first thing he does after milking, what does he usually do to get the impurity out?
Unpasteurized.
Yeah, strain the milk.
Strain it, uh-huh.
And there's a kind of dessert that you might bake in a deep dish, and maybe it's made of apples, or it's kind of like a fruit pie, except it may have several layers.
It's not a deep dish pie. A cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
Cobbler.
Mm-hmm. And right. If somebody has a real good appetite, you might say, he sure likes to put away the
food.
Mm-hmm. And what do you usually call them? Do you have a name for maybe a sweet liquid you might put over a pudding or a cake, something like that?
What is it called there? See, I don't know my. I know what you're talking about though. Right, it's a topping.
Would you ever call it a topping?
No, but it has a name.
Would you ever call it sauce or something?
Right, like that? That's exactly what it is. It's sauce. It is sauce, Mom. I said, what were you thinking about?
Oh, now food taken between regular meals, you might call it something you eat.
Snacks.
Mm-hmm. You might say, yeah, I'm watching my weight, so I had just a...
snack.
Mm-hmm. And would you ever say just a bite?
Bite, uh-huh.
And talking about eating, you might say, this morning at 7 o'clock, I
ate
breakfast. And yesterday at that time, I had already
eaten.
Mm-hmm. But you say, every day I
eat
breakfast, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. When you're really thirsty, you might go to the refrigerator, or you might just go to the tap and get you a water.
A glass of water?
Mm-hmm. And, so the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I didn't
break it,
but somebody has.
Has broken it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Say if I ask you how much did you drink, you might say, I
drank
two glasses, yeah. And then you might ask me how much
have you drunk?
Let's see. I might say, we sure do
drink
a lot of water. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And when dinner's on the table, and say the family's standing around waiting to begin, you might say, don't just stand there.
Sit.
Mm-hmm. And then let's see. Let's say somebody comes into the dining room, you might say, won't you?
Eat. Don't want us to sit down. Oh.
Yeah. And just say he sits. Won't you sit? So then he
sat.
And
what?
You might say no one else was standing. They had all
sat.
Mm-hmm. And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes have passed, you might say, don't wait. Help
pass them.
Yeah, or do you ever say just help yourself? And so you might say, if you told somebody to help himself, you might say, well, he went ahead
and helped himself.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, since he had already
eaten or already helped himself,
mm-hmm, I asked him to pass the potatoes to me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now let's see. Food that's been cooked and served over a second time, you say it's been
left over.
Mm-hmm. And when you eat, you put the food in your mouth, you begin to
chew.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever have a dish made out of, maybe you take cornmeal and boil it with a little salt and water and eat it that way? Never. Did you ever have anything called mush? Any kind of mush? Never had any mush?
I've heard of people having mush, but I've never tried it myself.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And let's see.